99% of hard-to-count census tracts are located within 5 miles of a public library, according to the American Library Association, positioning these institutions to take on one of the country's biggest e-government undertakings to date. The executive director of the Central New York Library Resources Council, Mark Wildman, says librarians know these spaces are used for more than just checking out books.
One of my mantras is it's not about the books anymore. I just had the wonderful experience to build a new library, and there's a lot that goes into that process. And where we spent a lot of time is how libraries serve as community centers for their communities, places to meet. And we focus much, much more on the user experience and what people are coming to libraries for.
In 2020, it's expected a lot of people will be coming to libraries to fill out their census. Syracuse is one of the worst connected cities in the nation. The National Digital Inclusion Alliance found 32% of its residents are without access to the internet in their homes. And it's not just Syracuse. Digital access gaps like this exist across the nation. So when the federal government chose to make the census primarily digital, they counted on libraries to fill in the gaps.
And the government said when they announced that the census would be taken online that libraries would be able to provide people who don't have access to computers no additional funding to take up that. But it's been important to libraries and a lot of libraries and my organization. Some of our funding depends on the size of our populations.
Like ALA are putting together we put this together, pulled all these resources for New York libraries, but it certainly should, the use of it should not be limited to libraries.
And librarians across Central New York are stepping up in a number of ways. They've held trainings for staff and community members on what to expect from the first digital census. They have published materials on how to reach a complete count, and they're developing secure kiosks that can be used for census purposes only.
This is only for the one website that you program into that whitelist. All other traffic is rejected.
Baldwinsville Systems librarian Robert Loftus created this kiosk that was shown to the Central New York Digital Inclusion Coalition back in October. The kiosk's design is made to be secure and easy to set up at any library.
Now, when you whitelist that 2020census.gov, it means anything that is not on that domain cannot be accessed on this terminal. If I go to another link that is on a different, even if it's a different .gov domain, it's going to come up, you're going to get a white screen, and it's going to have a little icon of a padlock there.
And it won't cost too much to build.
$170 for all the hardware, for the box.
Can you use any monitor, though?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can use it with an older monitor, it'll work.
Since October, the Central New York Digital Inclusion Coalition has received grant funding to create more kiosks and distribute them throughout libraries in the region. Though libraries have largely taken on the burden of the 2020 census and other social services without any additional funding, Mark Wildman says libraries will remain a vibrant part of our communities.
People still say what do we need libraries for? Well, there's around 7,000 libraries in New York State. So, and we're building new ones. And so check out your library because you're missing something if you're not there.
Central New Yorkers can expect to start receiving their invitation to fill out the census online in mid-March. Katie Zilkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.